This is Kenneth Vigue, and this episode is a little bit different. Yesterday, to a global audience, Tom, Dave, and I on the Fallout Hub joined Bethesda for QuakeCon at home and aired a show-stopping, almost two-hour variety showcase of music, interviews, games, sketches, and more, including my first Machinima film, which will be available on our YouTube channel shortly. To build some hype for our global debut, the cast joined together creating their own variety episode of stories and sketches with your favorite characters. Cody Hightower, Adam Silva, and Kevin Chouinard wrote the stories and shorts you are about to hear, and Christian Moore, whom you know better as the lovable Punch, produced them. This show ends with a prologue to our machinima, titled The Sickle Man Was Here. So kick back, relax, grab your 3D glasses and some popcorn, because the cast of Chad, a Fallout 76 story, is taking you to the drive-in.
What a story. Who knew there was so much to learn about how the human body disintegrates from a laser weapon? Maybe you can find even more about that in a Watts Electronics catalog. No matter, I'll be going off the air for a little bit, but don't go anywhere. Great music and intermissions are still to come.
In a world ravaged by war.
War is such a terrible thing. There's death and murder. People die.
One man scours the wasteland in search of survivors.
The wasteland can be such a traitorous environment. There are many different ways you can die in the wasteland. Radiation poisoning, ghouls, super mutants, malnutrition, and so much more. Always make sure to remember your scout's training when adventuring.
Alone, he must traverse many obstacles.
You know, if you love obstacles, I found a great setup at Camp McClintock. That's where the Army used to train their soldiers. Some say that Army soldiers are just specialized scouts. Isn't that super?
Why do you keep interrupting me?
I'm sorry, Mr. Narrator. I just love this scenario. Think about all the fun adventures I'm going to have in this movie. I've always wanted to be in a movie.
May I continue?
Well, of course. You're the narrator, after all.
A story set in a barren desert where little food and water can be found.
You know, most people think the deserts are completely void of food and water, but that just isn't true. Take the Opuntia literalis, for example, also called the prickly pear cactus. It is actually named for the ancient Greek city of Opus. It has quite a few edible parts that can keep you going during the hot weather. All of this is covered by the training for one of my favorite merit badges, the True Grit Merit Badge.
You're doing it again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just love deserts and plants.
Coming this summer.
Oh, I love summer. It's warm, sunny, and there's so much to do at Camp Wanagrindelaw. You can go canoeing, make bonfires, learn to tie ropes, and even fashion yourself your very own lean-to using the leaves from the trees when a tent isn't an option.
I can't do this if you keep interrupting me. May I please finish?
My sincere apologies. I just get so excited talking about the wilderness and all the wonders it holds. I swear from this point on, I won't interrupt.
Thank you. Now, where was I? Coming this summer, one camp counselor, one backpack, one cummerbund.
Actually, scouts wear sashes to hold our awesome merit badges, not cummerbunds. So cummerbunds are worn around the waist usually with double-breasted tailcoats and—
That's it. I quit.
Oh, gosh darn it. There I go again. Look, Mr. Narrator, what if you changed the setting to something different and I just listened?
Fine, but this is the last time. In a beautiful forest where travelers come to camp, a group of campers find themselves in grave danger. Only one man can face the perils ahead. Critics are calling it sensational. The man we love will never be the same. This summer, get ready for an epic adventure. Brian versus the Giant Killer Hornets.
The Vespa mandarinia, or Asian giant hornet, is such a fascinating species in the genus Vespa, which comprises all true hornets. Did you know that it's defined by the single notch located on the apical margin of the seventh gastral sternum of the male? Regardless of sex, the hornets oftentimes find themselves out and about.
Mm-mm. Deserts. Peril. Hornets. Ah! Oh, fucking Brian. Get out of my head. Ow! What the fuck is a cactus doing in my tent?
Hey, Wastelanders. You know what sucks more than you? Your beer.
Totally.
That why punch make brew strong.
Moose Punch Ale. It's not just beer. It's like energy.
Yeah, dude. One sip and you'll kick the tits off a rat mule. Wait, do mules have tits?
Dude, focus.
Moose Punch Ale. The only beer allowed in the BroFit gym.
Chad, would you care to partake in a beverage?
Would love to. Thank you, Moose. This tastes like shit, bro.
Dude, shut up. We're still rolling. Just choke it down and say it's great.
You know, like brew? Brew good. Put hair on chest. Chode a snowflake.
What do you put in this?
Brahmin milk, tato for acid, antisept. Tick and blowfly gland. Strong stuff for strong brew.
Bring me a new Coca-Cola or a vodka. I can still taste it.
Okay, so we can call it a limited edition and charge more for it and make another batch.
Light's still blinking. You try beer.
Moose Punch Ale. Not for weenies, only for winners.
Smooth, refreshing, made with the finest hops and other random ingredients. Moose Punch Ale, now available in a sketchy vending machine near you.
Test the bell. Make sure it works. Awesome. So this is it. This wasn't so hard.
Our diner. That wasn't so hard.
Well, the camp unit really speeds things up. I'm really loving the Red Rocket and Slocum Joe stuff.
This stuff still gives me the creeps. It reminds me of that place.
Let's leave the atomic shop behind us. I don't want to end up back there again. Feels like each time I die and come back, I'm a little less me. I've been seeing some weird stuff lately.
Hallucinations? I've been having them too. When I was building the open sign, I saw someone fly by me on the road, but they were sitting down, like they were in an invisible car or something.
Look, let's forget all of that. This is an exciting moment, and I don't want to spoil it with that dark shit. I mean, look at what we accomplished.
I know. That donut bot is so cute. He's such a great cashier. Hey, welcome to the Red Slow's Diner.
I picked all those crops out front.
Your water purifier was unlocked too, so that was complimentary, right?
Why is it always the assholes? Why can't we just have a normal person? Just for once.
Sure. So, what can we get you?
Yeah, like, some Nuka Shine?
Oh, sure. We've got that. 30 caps.
Actually, no. Maybe just some brain bombs.
I'm sorry? Could you describe what that is?
How do you not even have brain bombs? What, you just serve up whatever you find in the trash? I mean, when I saw all that ripped up Deathclaw carcass in the back, I knew this place was bad, but...
What carcass? We don't even have... Okay, buddy, first of all...
Hey, Mata, can you, help me with this box in the back?
What?
Just come here.
Yes?
That dude's an asshole.
Yeah, I sort of figured that one out on my own.
So hear me out. What if...
Yeah?
What if we run him off? Convince him we're turning into Scorched.
What?
No, really. We can just run him off. Watch. Not us. Make pure. Oh, okay. That actually kind of hurt my throat.
Smooth.
No, really. We got this. Look, we can even use this, we use this pickle relish we got in Helvetia for the green stuff they ooze.
Well, he just left, so looks like we're in the clear.
Seriously? But I had the Scorched voice down.
How about you keep working on it? Oh, you're kidding me, asshole.
What?
He dropped a paper bag.
Let me guess, it's, fertilizer?
Fertilizer, wow. Yep.
We should have just eaten them.
What?
What?
Someone annoys you and your first instinct is to eat them?
I don't know. It's wasteland rules.
Wow. Well, now that he's done... I actually could use some help in the back. When we were building, I used this rug to help me stabilize a shelf, and now it's stuck.
The shelf or, like, the rug?
The rug. The shelf is really heavy, and when you try to move it, you can't.
Okay, I can do that. I'll hold the shelf up, you grab the rug, okay?
Sure. You got it?
Yeah, sure.
Hello? Welcome to the Red Slow's Diner. Just place an order with the robot and we'll be right with you.
All right, sure. Take your time.
Wow, a reasonable one. I'm shocked.
I know, right? Hey, you stay here. See if you can unstick the rug. I'll go handle him.
Can we still convince her we're Scorched?
Maybe the next one. We'll see how it goes.
Error. Unable to assist customer.
Hey, sorry about that. Welcome to Red Slow's. What can I get started for you today?
Red Slow's, huh? Neat. What's with the name?
Funny story. We recycled a bunch of parts from some of the other diners in the area to make ours. Mainly Slocum Joe's and Red Rockets. Pro tip, leave the gas pumps alone. They're still active. We hit the gas line and, yeah, Jake had no eyebrows for like a week.
Cool. Hey, just so you know, it looks like you've got some ghouls or something lurking nearby. There's a dead Deathclaw back there, and all your crops are gone. Something destroyed your water purifier, too.
Oh, that asshole? He got the water purifier, too?
What?
Nothing. Sorry. So what can I get you?
Well, I see you have some cranberry relish.
Yeah, we do. 23 caps. Did the robot not accept the command? Sorry, it's really new. We're still working out the bugs. Not literal bugs, mind you. Not rad roaches. Just glitches. And I'm rambling. I'm sorry. What did you need?
Well, I'd like the relish, but you're way too high on the price. It should be like... 5 caps, max.
No.
Well, I saw this other diner in the ash heap, and they had it for 5 caps.
Then why didn't you go there?
Why would you make such a nice diner, then junk it up with prices so stupid, no one will buy anything? You're going to go out of business. The best I can do is 5 caps.
I'm sorry. That's not a deal that we can honor, but we'd be happy to show you what else we have.
Wow. Your loss. Okay, what if I traded you this irradiated gamma gun? Great for ghouls. Or bloody builds.
What? No, It's in the machine, and there's a tax, so...
A tax?
Yeah. Whatever the price is set at, the robot eats 10% of it. We're pretty sure he's depositing it in the judge's account. You have no idea how many times he's come by for pie. He sure does love my pie.
5 caps. Take it or leave it.
You know what? We do have one more in the back. Let me go get that for you. Okay. Let's do it.
What?
You said you wanted to eat the last customer? Here's a chance. Let's do it.
Babe, what happened?
He wants to haggle.
That's not a crime.
Yeah. He was a dick about it, which is weird. He was so nice. Then, the second he wanted to buy something, boom. Asshole. Well, the other diner had it for less.
I mean, I'm not saying no, but are we really just going to eat our problems?
No, but we could eat this problem. Great. A crowd.
You want me to deal with it? Just breathe, babe. We got this. I got it. I'll convince her that I'm the judge. You think she'll buy it?
What the fuck is that?
What the hell is going on out there?
Hey, cut the shit. I've got a Gatling gun.
Jake! Come here!
What the fuck? What happened?
It's just gone. The diner door, the robot, the customer. It looks like something just decimated in the area. What is this? I can't even tell if it's human or animal or robot.
Oh my god.
You know how that first guy said there was a dead death claw back there?
Yeah.
Then the second guy says our water purifier got destroyed. I thought it was the first guy that did it.
It wasn't the first guy, was it?
No. But whatever it was, I think it ate the death claw.
And destroyed the water purifier?
The shop, too. I'll be honest. I don't feel safe. I think we should close for the day.
I think you're right. Arm the turrets?
Arm the turrets.
Howdy y'all, Crazy Neff here with Neff Supply Company. Are you lonely, in a dry spell, or just plain ugly? Then boy, do we have a deal for you. Due to a misdirected shipping container delivery, we have received a large amount of highly modified Protectron units, specially designed to fulfill all your wildest desires and fantasies. That's right, I'm talking about the fully integrated Security Technotronic Officer, or Fisto for short.
Now activating demonstration mode. Erecting jackhammer module. Assume the position.
No longer will you be searching for smooth rocks, large tree branches, or possibly diseased animal intestines to help you achieve climax. That's right, folks, Fisto is the world's first fully integrated sex bot. Packing polypiston-powered thrust technology, and he has a whopping 45% chance to recognize a designated safe word. Skeptical? You should be. That's why, for a limited time, we're offering a free in-store trial program. That's right, you can come try out Fisto risk-free for the next 2 weeks. Still not convinced? You already know we got testimonials.
Oh my god. What just happened to me? I've never had an experience like that before. Can I go again?
This unit is designed with a massive power unit that will last a continuous 1,000 years. Resuming BDSM program, intensity level 12. Assume that position.
I must admit, I wasn't sure about Fisto at first. But a mere 5 minutes and well, now I'm a believer. Sure, there's some internal bleeding involved, but the finer things in life always come with a risk.
You heard him, folks. Fisto is the Wasteland's number one choice for all sexual desires.
This product has not been approved by the Brotherhood of Steel or the Enclave. Do not use this product if you're under the age of 18, pregnant, or will be trying to become pregnant in the next 6 to 12 years. Neff Supply Company is not responsible for any injuries that may occur while using the Fisto Protection Unit. Side effects include crooked erections, internal bleeding, loss of hearing and sense of taste, and overall sense of euphoria. Improper or proper usage will likely result in complications such as tetanus, hepatitis, a broken coccyx, hips and or ribs, mutilated genitalia, anal prolapse, and in many cases, death.
So come on down to Neff Supply Company and meet Fisto. The last partner you'll ever need.
Assume the position.
Another lovely day here in Appalachia. As you can see, little Miss Sally is headed home from shopping. But what's this? A local hoodlum?
Yikes, mister. You gave me quite a fright.
Hello there. I saw you come out of the hardware store. How's about you? Hand over them light bulbs and nobody has to get hurt, huh?
As you can see, Sally's in a real pickle.
Help! Oh, please! Someone help me! Police! It's a cultist! A Mothman cultist!
Stop right there, cultist scum. Nobody breaks the law on my watch.
The light bulbs. My lord, I've failed you. Forgive me.
Golly, officer! Thank you for saving me.
The Point Pleasant Police Department will always be here to protect Appalachia and her people. That's our job.
A cautionary tale that you do well to remember. Do your part, Appalachia. See a cultist? Save a life. No red-blooded American would worship a freak. Report anyone suspicious to your local police today.
Mothman is the best. Mothman is the best.
Hey, Mothman, you. Are you a real person? Best.
Mothman is the best.
Hey, I know you can hear me.
Ah, and what has our almighty flabby one brought us this evening?
They call me Bloody Buck. And you must be a little food build, bitch, that wants to get taught a lesson.
Oh, my. You certainly do not look well. You have sustained multiple wounds, and your skin seems to be falling off.
Oh, that's just a little severe radiation poisoning. Oh, but you wouldn't believe the boost it gives to my damage output. I bet I can kill you in one swing of this rolling pin. Wanna find out?
He can heal your wounds if you follow the light. He will guide you to a true and pure life. Allow me to open your eyes.
Aw, man, what gives? Don't tell me you're one of those pacifists. Aw, come on, are you really that scared of a little friendly competition?
I do not fear, for I am but a humble servant for the great Dusty One, the Divine Mothman. Would you embrace his glow and accept his fluttering warmth? If you would be so kind as to deliver us with light bulbs, he will be forever grateful.
Mothman? Is he stronger than you? I gotta be honest. It sounds like I could take him with a fly swatter.
You appear to have dropped something.
Oh yeah, my arm fell off. It happens. So, does this guy want to fight or what? How do I meet him?
You wish to join us then? He will be pleased. We simply require as many light bulbs as you can carry.
Keep an eye out on Little Bit. I do not want to repeat the last time. Patsy.
Oh my god. I, like, said I was sorry. Sort of. Like, would it really be that bad if she disappeared?
Watch it, Tit-Tit. I'll make you lose your last three brain cells.
Don't worry about it, bro. We got this. How hard could it be to watch a kid?
Oh, you'd be surprised, Jughead. I've lost a few babysitters.
Well, I'm off to grab some tail and sniff some fingers. You guys have fun now.
In what order, man?
Ew. Wait. Whose fingers?
Makes no difference to me as long as I get some. and I know I will.
Well, like, have fun, you perv. Try not to catch anything.
Hey, Pats, I wrote you a poem. Want to hear it?
Oh, baby, how sweet. Like, of course I do.
Ash roses are red, soot flowers are blue. Poems are hard, and so am I.
You are, like, so romantic. My heart is, like, throbbing for you.
That's not the only thing throbbing, babe.
So, dum-dums, what do we do now?
Let's sacrifice some virgins!
Well, Patsy's out.
Babe, what the fuck?
We can play a board game or something. I think we have blast radius.
Nope. Chad scrapped it for nuclear material.
I am so bored!
Ooh, I hear going to bed is lots of fun, or like, maybe shut your mouth?
How about closing your legs, Fatsy?
How about a bedtime story? You like those, don't you?
That sounds great! What's it about?
It's about a little ghoul like yourself.
Oh boy, I'm ready. Let's hear it.
Is this a story about how you smell like lubrication and sadness?
Once upon a time, there was a little ghoul who was super tired and went to bed, and she didn't come downstairs for the rest of the night. The end.
That was lame, Moose. Boo!
That was the dumbest fucking story I've ever heard. That's about as dumb as when Patsy got stuck in a wet paper bag.
Shut up, you creepy little bitch. Like, that only happened once, and it was, like, super dark outside.
Fine. I'm going to bed. Come on, Ella. This is just the worst sleepover ever. Stupid jerks. Don't know how to watch a little ghoul.
Good night, kid. Don't let the rat roach bite.
Hey, Moose. I found this jar of lube, but I can't get it open. You'd think it would just, like, slide right off or something.
Hey, let's do this thing.
Never mind. I got it open. It's like everywhere, but I got it.
You found Slick Willy's Lube 3000. It's the slickest in the wasteland. I had a jar of it under my bed in the vault.
Well, just like call me Slick Patsy. Giddy up, Moose. Whee!
Just call me Giddy Up Moose.
Ooh, it's like so slippery. We can... What?
Whoa! Oh, my ass!
Ouchie!
Why are you two so shiny? You look like you made out with a snallygaster.
What are you doing out of bed, rugrat?
I can't sleep because there's a monster under my bed.
That's just probably Ella having, like, one of her satanic dreams again.
Watch it, you little Tyrannosaurus Rex, or I'll sacrifice you to the dirt gods.
You're gonna have to put yourself back in bed. There's no way we're getting up off this floor.
Yeah, this seems like a really awkward situation. I'll just see myself back to bed. What a bunch of freaks.
Maybe if we, like, hold here, and then, like, maybe we can grab onto this. Maybe we can... Whoa!
Ah! Babe, get your foot out of my ass!
I'm sorry, but I can't get up. I'm, like, slipping everywhere.
Just try and crawl to the damn carpet.
Yuck. This stuff is, like, all over me. Can you, like, give me a towel so I can wipe it off? This is just the worst.
That did not go as planned. Let's just make out on the couch, babe.
That sounds so much better. But... I'm having a hard time seeing. I think I got lube in my eyes.
You don't want to see what I'm about to do to you anyways.
Ooh, this is gonna be good.
Ah! Let go of my junk, Patsy! It's not a rope!
Like, that's what you get for dropping me on my tits.
Ah! There's a tick in my room!
Everybody move! My two-shot rocket launcher can handle this!
No!
Go get him, cowboy! I'll make some popcorn!
Kill it? Please tell me you killed it.
The little bastard jumped out the window. Oh well, maybe next time.
Oh no! You destroyed my pretty princess bed!
Well, she, like, can't go back to bed now. Her room is, like, completely destroyed.
She can just sleep here on the couch.
But, baby, what about our romantic evening? We can't do it with her watching. Ew.
We can just put her in Chad's room. He won't mind.
Ew, no. Do you know how sticky it is in there? It's about as gooey as a snallygaster with a cold.
Like the time when Punch got sick and launched a booger rocket that destroyed his floor.
Where the hell are we gonna put her then?
I don't know. How about the bathtub?
You'd like that, wouldn't you? Me drowning in my sleep.
Oh my god, that is not what I meant.
Oh, just sleep on the couch.
Fine!
Okay, just lay down and go night-night. You can't be awake when Chad gets home. I won't hear the end of it. How about another bedtime story?
Really, no thanks. I'm good. I'll just put myself to sleep.
Okay, good night, kid.
Now we can't have any fun. Ugh. Whatever.
Don't worry, babe. We'll think of something. We just gotta be super quiet.
Well, that's not gonna be very easy to do.
I'll be gentle, babe.
Why? That's like so boring.
Will the two of you shut up? I'm trying to get my beauty sleep.
Hey, I think she's asleep.
How can you tell?
Because she hasn't, like, insulted me for 5 minutes.
Okay, let's do this thing. Get over here. Babe, your nips are extra glowy tonight.
Stupid tick. Like, at least it gives you lover's embrace tonight.
Yeah, last time I got swamp itch.
Baby, why'd you stop?
Cause that doll is staring at me and it's freaking me out.
By all means, keep going. Just pretend like I'm not here. We're just getting to the good stuff. Hey, Pat, you need some olive loaf to cover those nips?
Ew. Shut up, you possessed freak. Forget it, Moose. This is impossible. Let's just clean up. Chad will be back soon anyway, and there's, like, lube everywhere.
Yeah, this stuff takes a while to clean up. We may need some industrial solvent.
This night is, like, worse than that time I got stuck on an escalator because the power went out. That night was, like, so horrible.
It's okay, Pets. I'll take you out tomorrow night. We won't have Susie and that creepy doll with us.
That's what you think, cowboy. You can't stop what the Dark Lord wants. Souls!
You are, like, so weird. Can you just, like, go in the closet or something?
Pets, can you get some ice? My junk is still killing me.
Sure, babe. Oh, wait. I think I hear Chad coming back. Quick, finish cleaning it up.
Hey, hey. What's shaking, bacon? My night was filled with successful finger sniffing. How was yours?
Shh. She's finally asleep.
Why the hell is she on the couch?
I had an accident with my rocket launcher upstairs.
Cool, bro. Nah, doesn't she look like a ghouly angel when she's sleeping?
I will consume your soul.
Oh yeah, she's like a real sweetheart. I'm going to bed. I'm like so exhausted.
Wait, babe, this thing isn't gonna take care of itself.
Screw this. I'm out of here. Night.
What's blowing up her skirt?
It's a slippery subject, bro, and unfortunately, it ain't me.
Bummer, bro, because my night was amazing.
Yeah, dude.
I will drag you all to the pits of hell.
Sure. I think I have those files somewhere. What's your interest?
Call it a human interest piece. The unsolved mysteries and scary stories on air really rake in the numbers. Plus, with all these disappearances around the lake starting up again, you never know.
Right. Sure. Well, all we really have is the pre-war case files. A string of murders, lots of false reports that went nowhere, some arrest records, and the site of the murder scene. It's a bit of a trek on foot. Other than that, nothing. No motive, No eyewitness accounts. Everyone he found, he killed.
I mean, it's a start. Know anybody else that would know something?
Well, there is the overseer. She would be what we call a copycat killer. Since usually they kill from obsession, she might know something. You can head on over to the prison if you want. Here, take this pass and hand it off to the guard at the gate. You could probably stroll right the hell in through the hole in the yard wall, but we try and keep things procedural.
That'd be good. Anything I need to be aware of?
Just standard procedure. Searched when you go in and out. No big deal. You know, you sound a lot different than you do on the radio.
I actually get that a lot. The radio voice is actually just sort of a tribute. See, in the old days, the equipment was so bad, you couldn't hear people who were just speaking normally. So they developed a whole accent made to be clear and concise for radio.
Huh. I did not know that. Neat. Well, hope you find some answers.
Thanks. You too. Why did I say that? You too. You know, you're really smooth on the radio, but in real life, you're just as awkward as a Brahmin in a bar. Thanks, Ray. Thanks for that. Wonderful. Overseer?
Hugo. Been a long time. What have you been up to in Appalachia?
Well, you know, found an old radio station, got it up and running. We broadcast news and music now. You had a big part in that, you know?
Did I?
Yeah. You changed my goat score. If it wasn't for you, I would have been a Pip-Boy repairman. I didn't have the charisma to be radio staff. But you changed it for me. Thank you.
All you kids were great. The goat, well, it's not perfect. That's what the overseer's for. Making sure the vault runs smoothly, seeing everyone use their potential. If that means the test needs to be fudged once or twice, well, no one needs to know.
Yeah, so I'm not actually here on a personal visit. I need to know about the Sickle Man.
Is this just a way for the responders to get me to confess?
No, I'm just running a story for the station. They told me you'd know more than just about anyone else. You know, because of, well, the murders.
I did what I had to do. You believe me, right?
I'm not here to comment on that. I just want info on the Sickle Man, plain and simple.
Do you, though? Believe me?
I don't, but forget about that. You murdered all these people, yeah, but I believe you had a good reason, and it just doesn't really make sense to me why an overseer who loved everyone in her vault would just suddenly start slaughtering them. But I figure you must know something we don't.
If only you knew. At least someone believes me.
So, the Sickle Man.
Oh, right. So a lot of it is just rumor, old campfire stories. This monster comes out of the mist with a hook and rips you to shreds. Stay away from Makeout Point. That's where he died. You go up there and he'll get you.
I was kind of hoping for something a little more personal. Like, say, a story from before the war, maybe.
A story, huh? I might have one. When I was just a girl.
Hold on. Let me set the Pip-Boy to record. Okay. Go.
When I was just a girl before Evan, I had another boyfriend. His name was Mark. He was barely a month of puppy love, and it was high school. His father had just bought him a brand new Corvega. So, as teenagers do, we took it out for a spin. Just me and him. It was fall, and all the leaves had started to turn color. That's the one thing I miss most in the vault, how the leaves change colors. All the reds and oranges, it's like the whole mountain catches fire with color. There's nothing like driving through the West Virginia hills, crisp fall breeze in your hair, watching all the leaves. Anyway, we decided to go up to Makeout Point and park. The sun was beginning to set. So, Mark parked the car, and we slid into the back to get to know one another better. Curvegas are quite roomy, you know. So we had the radio on, parked at the point, all those pretty leaves, and we shared a kiss. It was my first kiss. I didn't have any idea what I was doing. Neither did he. Then, just about the time the song on the radio started to change, we heard it. A rustle in the bushes. My head snapped around so fast, you wouldn't believe it. I told him to turn the radio off. Then we sat there, in silence. I whispered to him, "Do you think someone's out there?" And he didn't know. Truth be told, we were scared that the cops were coming to tell us to move along. They really didn't like people being up there. We sat there for a moment. Then we heard it. A scraping. Down at the trunk of the car. One scrape. A pause. Another one. I have never seen a boy turn paler. He was dead convinced that it was the sickle man. He screamed, I screamed, we both burst out of the car running. Then we saw it.
The sickle man?
No, it was a raccoon. He was chewing on the tailpipe. Not sure why, but I just stood there and laughed and laughed, and Mark did too. It was a good time.
But no sickle man?
No, no sickle man. But it's a good story, isn't it?
I think my listeners will love it. If that's all, though, I gotta go. I have a lot of work to do and a lot of walking, too.
Hugo, wait. There's one more thing. I know you're going to that house. The murder scene. Please, be careful, okay? There's something out there. Something real messed up. The radiation couldn't have helped.
I will. Thank you, Overseer. Take care of yourself in here.
Hugo, what an enlightening surprise. How may I help you today? Have you come to hear the word of our glorious Mothman?
Maybe later. I hear you know about local cryptids.
I have told them over and over he is not a cryptid. Mothman is the emissary of light, he who walks behind the porch lamps, the nibbler of the forgotten coats of the world, the...
Actually, I'm referring to the Sickle Man.
Oh, yes, of course. The Sickle Man. There was once some sort of doomsday cult devoted to him. Not that I would know anything about doomsday cults. Apparently, they all drank expired opossum ale and died. Some sort of sacrament.
Wow, that is terrifying. Is there anyone left at all?
No. But you may still yet find their skeletons at the ritual site. Some old house that the Sickle Man himself was said to have committed a murder at.
Huh. I know that place. Right up near Vault 76. Just south of the lookout, right?
Indeed.
Yeah, I know. I do. I know that place. I did a story on that lighthouse down south once. Huh. That's a few days' walk. Could be an issue.
The lighthouse is a sacred site for my people, as its beautiful light is a beacon to our beloved Lord, he whose shadow soar below the lamps. Do you fear to tread upon holy ground?
What I fear is my robots at the station will go, haywire. They're set up to manage the broadcast themselves, but it's just looping things on repeat. They sort of need a human caretaker to check up on them every once in a while. Otherwise, they get a little, panicked. Something about needing a human to assist.
You could send them here. They could assist me in spreading the word of our luminous, fluttery lord.
No. But that does give me an idea. I can't believe I'm saying this, but... Solomon, would you watch the station for me? All you have to do is make sure the music keeps rolling and maybe get on the mic every once in a while to tell a joke or announce the time and song title. Can you do that?
May I proclaim the holy words of the Mothman over the radio? To enlighten the wasteland over the radio waves?
No, absolutely not. But you can totally proselytize the Mr. Handys. They'll love it. I'll wipe their memories later.
Then yes.
Wonderful. I'll give you their shutdown code just in case. Like I said, they keep the station running pretty much by themselves, but they need a caretaker to keep them sane. Thank you.
I'll gather my associates and leave at once. I wish you luck in your search and his light on your path. This is going to be fun.
Global positioning software indicates that this is indeed the house you're looking for, sir. Or rather, what's left of it.
Wow, I am really out of shape. I'm going to design a chair made out of a Mr. Handy to carry. Yeah. Whew, that's what I'm going to do. A floating chair. Carry me like some old-time fortune teller. Scavenge one of those old Mama brand armchairs. The extra plush ones.
I do believe we received a report of a Murphy's in Morgantown that sold furniture and pharmaceuticals. Shall I place a call?
No. Okay. What we need to do is first just define a boundary and start cataloging. I'd say from that tree over there to over there in a square.
Calculating. Calculating. Boundary established. Ready to serve, sir.
Okay. Scan the area. Don't disturb anything, but if you find something, take a picture and note it down. Form it into grids for me, yeah? You're looking for bone shards, old metal, weapons, debris, personal effects. Anything man-made, really.
Proud to serve, sir. I'll get right on it. Cheerio.
Solomon. This is Hugo. Made it to the site. I'll keep you updated. Seriously? Low battery? How? I just charged you before we left. Oh, great. Bad signal. Just my luck. I scavenged junk. So this is the old Sickle Man house. Well, more like the old Sickle Man smoldering crater, but maybe there's something left. It's all just junk. There's nothing left except this. Huh. It's an old photograph. But most of it's singed away. Except for him. Weird.
Sir.
Just a minute. I found something. Sounds like mole rats again. God, I hate mole rats. I'm coming. Damn it. They took out my Mr. Handy. I really hope I have a repair kit. Wait, there's no bodies. No mole rat, no rat, no nothing. Jeez, it's like he's been torn apart. Raider? Ghoul? Hey, asshole! Get lost! This robot isn't salvage! Hello? Solomon. Anybody. Hey, we've got some raiders or something out here at the old Sickleman place. I'm fine for now, but Are there any responders in the area? Hello? Hey, who's out there? Cut the shit! This is creepy. I'm gonna come back later. Repair kit, come on. Oh, you're kidding me! I didn't bring one! Screw it, I'll come back. Solomon? Hey, there's something out here. Call the responders. Hello? Anyone? Hello? Come on. Come on, set the repeat message. Hello? This is a pre-recorded message. Is there anyone on this frequency? I need help. This is Hugo Warren of RBTS Radio, of Vault 76. This recorder is broadcasting my location. If you hear this, bring... What was that? Who's out there? Hello? This has been a pre-recorded message. Message repeats in 3 seconds. Warning. Low battery. Warning. Low battery.
Warning. Low battery. Warning.
I'm your host, Maverick Stone.
It's me, Gingerino42.
I'm Romer.
Hey, this is Sassy Lady.
And I'm Jaxus. And we are the Fallout Roundtable. Join us as we explore various topics from the Fallout universe brought from multiple perspectives. We can be found on your favorite podcatchers from Spotify to iTunes. Or follow us on Twitter at FalloutRTB or our email FalloutRTB@gmail.com. Be sure to rate, follow, and subscribe. Thank you.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.